Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. Today we're going to be doing a guided meditation to assist us with the stage one task of learning to trust yourself. This is a tough one. But I think we might have some methods here that will help you learn to trust yourself and support your efforts in this task. If you want to read more in depth about how to do this task, then you can check out the book Prerna Asati, which is available at Amazon, iBooks, Kindle, or you can go over to lastingpeace.org and read it in the roadmap there for free. Join up and get to work. Before we get started today, a quick shout out to new listeners in Honolulu, Hawaii. Very cool. Thank you for this connection. We're so excited to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, you can use the link in the show notes and let me know what's going on in your world and how I can help. And our guided meditation today will take this in several parts. First, we'll get focused. Then we will choose a posture and get comfortable. We'll bring ourselves into presence, and then we will take our journey before we at last return. It's a pattern that I think works really well for my guided meditation, so that's what we're going to do today. So let's get focused. Welcome. This meditation supports the stage one task of trusting yourself. Trusting yourself is a lot harder than it should be. You must come to trust your gut or your intuition. And that requires learning the difference between true intuition and impulse from the monkey mind. This meditation will support learning how to tell the difference so that you can act from a place of and come to trust pure intuition. So take a moment to get comfortable. You can sit or you can lay down. It doesn't matter. For this exercise, it will help to close your eyes and focus internally. So let's come into presence. Take a slow, deep breath and let it out like a sigh of relief. Be at peace. You are here now. Take another slow, deep breath. And this time, send it out slowly, consciously, with purpose, all the way. Be at peace. You are here now. Pause and repeat these breaths until you feel relaxed and at peace. We begin our journey with a body scan. Start at the top of the head and ask, what does it feel like? What sensations do you feel there? Come down a little now and focus on the front half of the brain behind the forehead. What does that feel like? This is where the human consciousness or the monkey mind lives. Take a moment to focus on what that feels like. know, come down further now to the heart. Feel the heartbeat. Focus on what that feels like. What sensations do you feel there? What emotions stir here? Heart-centered intuition lives here. Take a moment to focus on what that feels like. The truth of your soul lives here. Ask yourself, what is the truth of your soul in this moment? Scanning further down now to just below your stomach, near the solar plexus, just above the belly button. If you feel fear, you feel it here. If you make decisions in fear, the result will multiply that fear. Take a moment to focus on what that feels like. We don't want to make decisions in fear. We will choose differently. Scanning further down now to the gut, deep in the belly, in the bowl of the pelvis. What feelings do you have there? What sensations? Explore this for a moment. This space feels grounded, expansive. This is where gut-centered intuition lives. Take a moment to focus on what that feels like. There is no fear here. It feels wise and calm. Invite your mind to think on your choices down here instead. There are more neurons here and around your heart than in your brain anyway. What if we thought with our heart and with our gut rather than with our monkey minds? Take a moment to focus on what that idea feels like. Now, for a greater challenge, imagine that the heart and the gut are connected by a cable that runs down your spine, because they are. What would it be to make our choices here among the heart and the gut in agreement? There is no fear here. There is love, compassion, grounding, wisdom, knowing, joy. And the results of those choices will multiply those feelings. This you can trust. This is you. When you're ready, bring your awareness back to your eyes and then to your surroundings. And notice how you feel. Take this feeling with you and return to it anytime you like. As you go about your day, remember to make decisions from a place of intuition, not impulse. From a place of love, compassion, wisdom, grounding, joy, and knowing. Not from a place of fear or loss or unworthiness. Feel the difference in your body and use that to improve your connection to yourself and to others and to your world. Practice recognizing this intuition versus impulse each time you make a decision. Now, this is a skill that will serve you daily for the entirety of your life. Thank you for joining me in this meditation. You can use the link in the show notes to send in your thoughts and your questions and your ideas. Let me know what these experiences are for you and how I can help. Thanks for joining me this time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.